In March 2001, when the Taliban dynamited the twin Buddha statues in Afghanistan's Bamiyan Valley, they destroyed one of the world's greatest and least studied cultural treasures. Soon after he came to power, interim president Hamid Karzai declared the rebuilding of the Buddhas to be a cultural imperative to symbolize Afghanistan's emergence from 30 years of suffering. Miranda Kennedy recently visited the site, where a team of international experts is at work.
The cliffs which once housed the Bamiyan Buddhas are only 90 miles west of the Afghan capital, Kabul, but it takes 11 hours to get there, on torturous, rubble-strewn roads littered with landmines. The stark mountains of the Hindu Kush form a necklace around the dusty bazaar and mud-brick houses of Bamiyan. The huge gaps in the sandstone cliff face, where the Buddha statues once stood, loom over the valley like two great shadows. The statues were nearly 2,000 years old. They were two of the largest Buddha statues in the world. Nazar Mudabir, a former tourist guide, leads the way up into an alcove that used to house one of the giant Buddhas, picking his way around the landmines. At the top of the niche where the Buddha's head once was, there's a breathtaking view of the valley below.
There was a head of the Buddha, and some of the people sit down here and look. It was very strong, and it was very beautiful, but it was destroyed by the Taliban. And now there is nothing here, just there is a hole. All the world and all the people of Afghanistan and all the people of Bamiyan feel sad and sorry.
The Buddhas used to bring $2 to $3 million to Afghanistan every year. Bamiyan is the closest Afghanistan has ever had to a tourist town, and now there's little left to see, aside from hundreds of tons of rubble at the base of the cliff. Out of these remains, restorers hope to reconstruct the ancient Buddhas and replace them in their mountain alcoves to bring back those crowds of tourists. Abdul Ahad Abbasi is the government official in charge of Afghanistan's monuments.
It shows the combination of the different cultures and the enrichment of those cultures when they have influenced Afghanistan, and we want to restore that history.
The statues offered a fascinating insight into Afghanistan's history. Unlike other Buddha statues found on the subcontinent, these were dressed in Greek tunics, apparently under the influence of Alexander the Great, whose army swept through Afghanistan a few hundred years before the statues were crafted. Their diversity was another reason for the Taliban to declare that the statues were idolatrous and un-Islamic. During the Taliban regime, all images of humans and animals were banned. Abdul Hamid, a toothless old man in a jean jacket and Muslim skullcap, runs a small restaurant near the statues. He says that for years before they finally destroyed the statues, Taliban soldiers would climb up into the caves and shoot at the wall paintings of Buddha, shouting, "God is great." Disfiguring the images became a kind of pilgrimage for Taliban soldiers. Then, in March 2001, Hamid watched them send locals up into the statues to stuff them full of explosives.
At that time, we were in the city and we climbed on the roofs of our houses and we watched this incident. A very bad sound due to this explosion, and later on, the dust raised to the sky. It's not against Islam. We don't think like Taliban. I actually felt very sad because they were traditional idols.
Last year, UNESCO designated the Buddhas one of the most threatened World Heritage Sites because the alcoves themselves are fragile. The UN dispatched an international team of restorers to the site to catalog every piece of rubble. Then they will decide whether they can rebuild the statues from their original material. That's what most experts hope to do. But there are others who believe the statue should be built entirely anew from concrete. And some, like the French-Afghan archaeologist Zamari Ali Tarzi, say the alcoves should remain empty, like two sinister pages of Afghan history. A few feet from the destroyed Buddha statues in Bamiyan, Tarzi is leading an archaeological dig for a legendary third Buddha.
C'est la découverte du... Grand Bouddha de mille pieds.
That's the purpose of the dig, is the discovery of the third Buddha of Bamiyan, of 1,000 feet long, described by the Chinese voyager Huan Zhang, who came in the 7th century. His right palm is touching his right cheek, and is toward north, in a state of parinirvana, dying, just before his death.
Not many people believe that this third Buddha still exists in Bamiyan, but Tarsi is certain.
Huan Zhang is a pèlerin très précis.
Huan Zhang is a very precise pilgrim, so everything he wrote, it's been verified, is correct.
Tarsi says the Taliban's destruction of the Buddha statues made him a militant for Afghan culture. Finding the third Buddha has become his crusade. In the meantime, he plans to project holograms of the Buddhas into their cliff alcoves as a memorial in light to what Afghanistan lost. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy.